It certainly seems strange being with you in the middle of the night when we haven't been working on a murder.
Well, even district attorneys take some time off, Vance. And here's your apartment house.
That it is. Well, thanks for taking Ellen home and for dropping me.
No trouble at all, Vance. I'll phone you tomorrow if anything interesting happens.
I'll be waiting. Good night, Markham. Meet you at a murder.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Mr. Vance?
Yes, I'm Vance.
I've been waiting here in front of your house for hours. Mr. Vance, I'm Edgar Walters. I must talk to you. It's about my wife. She's missing.
There's nothing I can do about that tonight. Not at this hour.
But you've got to do something, Mr. Vance. I'm desperate. You know that gambling ship that's anchored offshore?
Yes, I know about it. Why?
Well, my wife went out there this evening to gamble with Lucky Saunders. He owns the ship. She can't help gambling. She has to. Cards, roulette, horses. It doesn't make any difference.
Well, there are people like that. But as long as you know where she is, Mr. Walters...
I know where she was, Vance. But all gambling stops on board at 2 a.m. And it's almost 4 now. She should have been home an hour ago. I know something has happened to her.
And you want me to find out what, if anything?
You're a private investigator, Vance. And I'll pay you well.
I'll go upstairs and change my clothes. Be on my way in half an hour.
Here's my card, Vance. Call me as soon as you find out anything, will you? And thank you. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, Mr. Walters. I only hope I give you a real reason for thanking me before long.